Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. And lest we forget, those that are named in a like fashion, how about that? I can't pronounce similarly, too many letters. We have a Discord server, Facebook community, and a MeWe community. They're all fairly active. Our Discord server records podcasts on it. Hopefully, theoretically, possibly tomorrow night. What time? I wrote this down somewhere. 8 p.m. Eastern. I should be interviewing Matt Finch. So if you go to the Discord server, lower left corner where it says Tavern Chat Podcast, the Fireside Chat Voice Room is where we will hopefully be recording it. And, of course, the Fireside Chat hashtag room, which is the text channel, is where you can comment, ask questions, and hopefully we'll get to whatever you ask via text. Well, we'll actually answer it loud, but you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to get back to doing some more Fireside Chats. I don't want to call them interviews because interviews feel too forced and formal, and I certainly like to avoid that. But yeah, we should be going back to getting some. Another one or two lined up, and another maybe one or two that I have to line up. So if we can go back to like one a week. Sorry, Pex. I know you liked it when I was doing two to three a week, but my sanity level, I was failing. If I can go back to averaging for a month, I think we'll be back to a pretty strong spot. So, today, what was I thinking about right before I hopped in to record this? And I was thinking about Dark Sun, the setting from AD&D 2E. And, Dark Sun was a dark setting. And your spellcasters, caused damage when they were spellcasting. Spellcasting was pretty much turning the world into a desert. But that wasn't the innovation that I latched onto. The innovation that I, and it wasn't, by the way, it wasn't those horrible flip books for adventures that were really fucking annoying to use. So it wasn't those. And if you're thinking about doing coiled flipbooks for your adventures in the future, anybody, please don't. Okay, I'm begging you, please don't. But I was thinking of the stable of characters that you had. Now, I haven't broken out my Dark Sun rulebooks in a long fucking time. Probably not since I stopped playing. So, oh God, 97. That's probably the last time I looked inside that. But as I recall, and your character started at third level. Don't worry about that. But you had a stable of characters. And what it is you say you have your three characters. And we're not going to use Dark Sun classes. We're going to use classic RPG, OSR type classes. So you got your fighter, your magic user, and your thief. And GM gets you guys together and it's like, all right, we're doing an adventure today. This is what's going on. And you go to your, I'm going to call it stable. You go to your stable and go, all right, well, I want to bring my fighter this time, or I want to bring my magic user. And somebody else is like, all right, well, I'm going to bring this. And it allowed you not to get into a rut. And then, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that playing the same character for a campaign that could last weeks, months, years will get you into a rut. However, there is a nice thing about changing what you're doing. It allows you to keep things fresh. And again, if I recall correctly, when your character that's adventuring leveled, one of the other characters in your stable would also level. And you couldn't level anybody past the level of the active character. I believe I recall that correctly. So you couldn't say, have your fifth level character and say, oh, I'm going to run my first level guy because he'll then become second and I can make my fifth level guy sixth. No. But the idea was to keep all your characters relatively balanced in level. Okay? Or I like that idea. I think you think I want to explore that idea. I want to break out the box, which is in storage right now, if I recall correctly. I want to break that box out. I want to reread the rules for having multiple characters. Now, remember, it's not you have multiple characters, but they're not multiple characters that you're running at the same time. Right, you're running one character at a time, but it also means that, hey, if one of your main characters bites the bullet, or your active character bites the bullet, you don't go, oh, geez, now I got to reroll it. You already have characters ready to go. Now, one way to do that is to kind of do the DCC funnel. Remember, you start with four, generally four characters. They're all zero levels. They're all putzes. Whoever survives, you know, is your new main character. Maybe something similar. You don't have to have characters that excel for this work. You might have your favorite character, one that you're running pretty much every session or so, but it doesn't mean that you can't branch out a little bit too, right? So I'm going to have to figure out a way for it to work for Swords and Wizardry. It's not going to work for Swords and Wizardry Lite, I don't think, or Continual Light, because of the way leveling is handled differently. It's by the sessions. But for an experience point-driven game, I think we could work something out where it would balance out. And I like the idea of my PCs having options at the start of an adventure. Now, somebody's going to ask, I'm asking right now, how does that work with the sandbox? I would say the sandbox, you probably only be able to swap out once you hit some kind of civilization. And it will also require a little hand-waving. Because, yes, the players' characters would all know each other. But, you know, Adam Boy and Charlie for player one would never adventure with each other. They would only adventure with David or Eddie or Frank. Yes, I'm using the NYPD alphabet. So there's problems. And of course, you would have to allow no trading of items, money, magic, spells between characters within that one player's stable. I don't think I like the word stable for this. And I guess I'm coming back to that because, you know, when you're not running a horse, you put it in the stable. You got a couple of horses in the tavern's stable, and that they're waiting to be used. And it's kind of the same for it's got to be a better terminology. Maybe somebody will drop in on the voicemail and give me an idea for a better terminology. But I do like this concept, and I think with the new year, I'll probably start running a campaign to playtest some of the materials that I'll be writing for Swords and Wizardry in preparation of the upcoming reboot release of the Swords and Wizardry box set. So I'll put a call out when I do. There are, you know, there are some players that, you know, potential players that will definitely get the invite, but I might also put an open call out. But, yeah, I like the idea. Also means that the first session is just going to be character generation. And maybe some giving of background info. But it's not bad either. In any case, that's where my mind is going today. I got to write this shit down, don't I? I don't know. All right, folks. Again, if you listen on iTunes or iPodcast or whatever they doing it on your phone now. They broke it down, I think. If you're enjoying this, leave a review. Leave a rating. It helps. believe it or not, it helps. The only way this podcast is going to continue to grow is by getting the word out. And that's an easy way to do so. So I really do appreciate it. As always, folks, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice. And I will talk with you tomorrow. Tomorrow, by the way, is 1 o'clock game, 1 p.m. Eastern, New York Giants versus New York Jets, which means it's most likely that there will be a winning New York team tomorrow. Now, of course, they could also tie. It could be a 0-0 game. They can't have a negative score, right? So if they tie, technically nobody wins, but then nobody loses. So it'll be a weekend where a New York team doesn't lose. I suspect we're going to have a New York team winning and a New York team losing, but we'll see. All right. On that note, folks, laters.